This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq late on Tuesday, killing more than 100 people in a Christian town that had survived Islamic State occupation. Firefighters searched the charred remains of the building through Wednesday morning, and bereaved relatives gathered outside a morgue in the nearby city of Mosul. Several sources said the bride and groom had survived the fire. The U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea in July is in U.S. custody and heading home after being expelled by North Korea into China, the United States said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Private Travis King made a sudden dash into the North in July. U.S. officials told reporters he appeared to be in good health and spirits and was very happy to be on his way home. The Swedish government retrieved King in North Korea and brought him over the border into China, where he was taken into U.S. custody. His shocking case triggered heated discussions within the U.S. government, but Washington declined to declare him a prisoner of war. Instead, North Korea appears to have treated his case like one of illegal immigration.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. President Joe Biden said to reporters on Wednesday a government shutdown is not inevitable.
If we have a government shutdown, a lot of vital work in science and health could be impacted, from cancer research to food safety. So the American people need our Republican friends in the House of Representatives to do their job. Fund the government.
Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday rejected a stopgap funding bill advancing in the Senate, bringing Washington closer to its fourth partial shutdown of the U.S. government in a decade with just 4 days to go. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan's health ministry says a total of 192 Azerbaijani troops were killed and over 500 wounded during an offensive in Nagorno-Karabakh last week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nagorno-Karabakh officials have said earlier that at least 200 people on their side, including 10 civilians, were killed and over 400 wounded in the fighting. The military operation had allowed Azerbaijan to reclaim full control over the breakaway region that was run by separatists for about 30 years. Tens of thousands of ethnic Armenians have since left the region after the separatist troops agreed to lay down arms. Azerbaijan and separatist officials have held two rounds of talks on reintegration of Nagorno-Karabakh and its ethnic Armenian population into the mainly Muslim country, but how exactly it would happen remains unclear. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The French government is promising a series of measures to curb bullying in schools, reacting to nationwide concern over recent suicides of schoolchildren. The proposals announced Wednesday include blocking school bullies from social networks and giving all children weekly empathy classes. The government also wants to put anti-bullying experts in schools and courts and provide more state funding counseling to children targeted by bullies. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has pleaded not guilty in a wide-ranging corruption case as the debate continues over his fate in Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Menendez insists he will be exonerated, and while colleagues say he is entitled to a fair trial, more than half of Senate Democrats now say he should step down, including number two Democrat Dick Durbin. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has not called for his resignation, but says Menendez will address colleagues tomorrow.
And we'll see what happens after that.
Schumer says senators are held to a high standard.
And clearly, when you read the indictment, Senator Menendez fell way, way below that standard.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's Republican rivals will face off on Wednesday at their second presidential primary debate, with everyone on stage hoping for a breakout moment that could change the trajectory of the lopsided primary contest. Seven Republican candidates, but not frontrunner Trump, will be on stage for the debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute in California. The candidates are vying with Trump to become their party's nominee to face President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic Party nominee in the November 2024 election. I'm Joe Ramsey.